Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on 2 days in the life of Jesus was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
And I was asking God for that, and the Lord spoke to me, and He said, Andy, if I was to make you this big tree that you desire right now with the root system that you've got, He said, the very first bird that landed on a branch, you'd fall over. Says the very first puff of wind, you wouldn't make it. He says, you hadn't got enough root to do anything. And the Lord, through this, just drew me a picture of this giant tree with a root about that deep. And He said, all somebody would have to do is just lean on you and you'd fall over. And you know what? It was really God speaking to me. And I remember that day saying, praise God, I am going to get rooted in the Word of God. And this parable is making the same point that I believe is up there in the parable of the sower sowing the seed. You've got to have the Word of God take root in you. And then in Matthew chapter 13, let's go back to the parable of the sower sowing the seed. In verse 20, it says, for he that would receive seed into the stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receive it, yet... Oh, I've already read that. That's the one I just preached on. Let's go to verse 22. He also that receives seed... The reason I did that is because I usually preach this out of Mark chapter 4. That's the one that I'm most familiar with. But in verse 22... He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Let's read it over in Mark's account, the exact same thing in verse 18. It says, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. So Mark adds to it the lust of other things entering in. In Luke's account, Luke chapter 8 and verse 14, it says, and that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to completion. Man, this is a powerful statement. And you know, this is something that I believe that our American lifestyle, or it's not just American, but any developed country where we have abundance and stuff, this is one of the major things that Satan uses to steal away the word. Matter of fact, if you look that word up, that the cares of this life, if you look it up in the Strong's, it just literally is talking about that it's the desire for all of these things. Some of the other translations put it that way. And we get deluded in our focus. One of the keys of Scripture is like in Philippians chapter 3, Paul said, this one thing I do. And that's the reason that Paul was successful, is because his focus was completely on the Lord. A laser, the strength of a laser is the fact that all of that light is concentrated into a single beam. If you diffuse the light, it loses its power. If you diffuse your attention, you lose power. One of the scriptural principles is that you've got to be single-minded on things. You know, there are some people that are so talented that they can do multiple things. But the people who win the Olympics, the people who are the world's best, are people who do only one thing. They have to focus. They have to choose and do one thing. And the fact that some people are so talented they can do many things is actually a curse in a sense, because they never just focus on one thing and give themselves completely to it. If I had time, I could really verify this, but just take my word for it that I promise you, you are not going to be a complete success. You won't reach your full potential unless you devote yourself exclusively to what you believe God has called you to do. And when it comes to the word, this life of a society where we have so many blessings and so many good things that are in their place are okay, you can get choked. The Word of God can be choked by the cares of this life. The cares here isn't talking about necessarily X-rated movies something that is demonic. It's just talking about being occupied with life. You can get so focused on the things of this life, the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, which is talking about that we think that money is our answer to our happiness and stuff, and that we would be fulfilled if we just had a bigger house, a bigger car, more money. And there is a deceitfulness, there is a lie and a deception about money, that this is what's going to satisfy you. You know what? When people die, there's not a single person that says, "Oh, I wished I'd have had more money." Man, when people die, it's always something about, "I wished I would have given more time to my family. I wished I would have done something else." Money is not your answer. The Bible says, be not deceived. Don't think that a man's life consists in the abundance of the things which he has. You know, most of our parents and grandparents had much less than what we do. And yet, did you know that they had better marriages? They didn't have near the divorce rate. They were happier. It was much less. They didn't have near the conveniences, and yet most of them were much more happy and stuff. And it is a lie. It's a deception. One of the lies about the American dream is that if I can just have all of these things, it'll produce happiness. Happiness is not found in the abundance of the things that you possess. There is a deceitfulness, and so because of it, there are people out chasing the almighty buck. I could get plumb off the subject here. It'd be good, but I'm just going to say this real quickly. That you know what? There are some people that are trying to have such a big house and such a big car and doing all of these things that they mortgage their life for it. And they are working two jobs. Husband and wife are both working. The children are suffering as a result because we are so focused on money and on material things. And it's causing you. The scripture says over in 1 Timothy chapter 6 that those who covet or lust after money pierce themselves through with many sorrows and hurtful lust which drown man in perdition. Boy, that is really applicable to our situation. People are just trying to have everything. And we have this whole society that is telling you that you don't have to wait and pay cash. You can get it credit now. And they give you all of these deals, zero interest for a year. But then they don't tell you that they start charging 20% after that. And you know what? If you buy stuff on credit and do all of the things that this world is offering, you'll never crawl out. You'll always be behind. If you buy a car with a 5-year loan on it, did you know that the vast majority of people do not keep a car 5 years? You could have an automobile accident. All kinds of things could happen. Cars wear out. If you get a 5-year loan on a car, the odds are that you are going to be upside down in that. And so you go get a new car and they'll be glad to just roll that into your new 5-year loan. And before you know it, you're really upside down. And then you've dug yourself a hole and then you have to go get a different job and you come under all of this stress, which could have been avoided. It never should have been done. But people, you can get so into this world system to where you have no time for God. Where you are working day and night, and it'll choke the word of God. It doesn't have to be sin. You could be out doing a job and being a constructive job and doing something good. And yet you've got to have time, not just quality time, but quantity time to be able to focus on the Lord. Thank you for both of those amens. You know, the word of God just doesn't fit into the American lifestyle. It really doesn't. We're working 2 and 3 jobs, and then we've got our kids, and they've got to be in everything. We have to take them here and there and everywhere. Very few Americans sit down and eat meals together. It's hard on the family. We wonder why families fall apart, and it's because we are chasing the almighty buck. We have gold. It's covetousness. The Bible says, Colossians 3:5, covetousness, which is idolatry. Coveting things, wanting this and wanting that. Again, I'm not saying that God doesn't want us to have things, but they ought to be byproducts of seeking first the kingdom of God. It should not be our focus. God will add things to you. I've got nice cars. There's nothing wrong with having nice things, but they shouldn't be your goal. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we get so embedded into this society that we have all of these pressures and things that choke the Word of God. If you plant a seed in the ground only has so many nutrients that it can provide. And if you allow weeds to grow up and thorns, it chokes that seed. The nutrients that should be going to the tomato plant that you want are going to be taken up by the weeds, and you aren't going to bring any fruit to perfection. I think that that's the way that Luke says it. Notice it said that fruit was there, it just wasn't perfect. In other words, the fruit was rotten or it was dwarfed. It wasn't something that you would brag about and want to show somebody else because it was choked by all of these other things. Your life only has so much effort that you can give to something. And you know what? You have to keep a priority on the Word of God. I've had people that come to me and they've asked me to do things as hobbies. And they said, you know, you need to do this. There's nothing wrong with it. And there is nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with having a hobby. But you know what? Right now, my life is so that I just hadn't got any time to be doing anything else, even if it's okay, even if it's something that other people like. I have to devote myself and put priority on the Word of God. And let me also say this, that you know what? I don't go out and do things that most people call sin, and yet I still fight against this because the ministry can choke the Word. You know, I'm really blessed. God has given me an awesome, awesome people. He has just sent people to me that do everything they can to keep me doing what God called me to do. And I am blessed, blessed, blessed. But you know, even at that, I could still get to where I am focused on the ministry and dealing with things, especially this building program. I could be dealing with all of that and get so busy that I don't have any time for the Word of God. And it would choke the Word. It doesn't have to be sin. It doesn't have to be rebellion. It can be good things. It can just be life. Or as Luke said in his account, the pleasures of this life. You can get to where you're just spending so much time going to the movies, that you're spending so much time doing things that in themselves aren't wrong, but you just don't leave any time to sit and let the Word of God soak into your life and take root.
This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM240C for CD or RM240D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Now, you won't be able to call us by telephone today because our helpline is closed due to the holiday. But remember, you can go to our website even on holidays, and you can order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net.
I'd like to encourage you to become a part of what God is doing here in Colorado Springs. This is where we're training our Bible college students, and they are literally going around the world. I'm convinced that this is how God has ordained that we change the body of Christ, is through discipleship, and that's what we're doing. We're building a headquarters where we can have a campus with 3,000 students. And to do that, it just takes a lot of money. God has supplied us with a beautiful acreage in Woodland Park that we're calling the Sanctuary. And we're calling the people who help us accomplish this project and raise up a first-class Bible college campus, our foundation builders. I ask you to pray about it and then call and become a foundation builder today.